items only. Exclusions.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 68. Winds out of the south, 20 to 30 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 47. Cloudy skies tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely, highs level off around 50. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas state legislators continue to debate on legalizing medical marijuana in the state of Kansas, as many individuals are beginning to ask the question on what the state's missing out on compared to the other states across the nation.
It's a very conservative state, so for that to be happening in is definitely just the advances that Oklahoma has taken the past 15 years is just incredible to see it come to light, and even in the having building a medical marijuana industry.
That's Angelica, the owner of Pura Cannabis Collective in Oklahoma, on KWCH News. Oklahoma State Representative Scott Fitgotter says it brings in a good amount of revenue as well, as they also see residents from Kansas going down frequently.
And quite frankly, Kansas folks are coming to Oklahoma probably and buying marijuana. And what that's creating is it's creating huge legal issues because they're buying it illegally still, and they're transporting it across state lines.
Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at closing.
A nurse from the state of Kansas has been sentenced to 18 months in prison and has forfeited their nursing license after stealing controlled substances from a Menorah Medical Center. WIBW reports the event happened in Overland Park as 32-year-old Alec Ramirez had removed vials of fentanyl along with hydromorphone from an automated dispensing cabinet and replaced the substances with an alternative liquid before returning the vials to the cabinet. According to the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Food and Drug Administration, Ramirez had pleaded guilty to one count of tampering with a consumer product and one counts of possession of fentanyl by deception back in December. The FDA is currently investigating the incident, along with the assistant U.S. attorneys. In other news, the O'Reilly County Police Department's investigating the latest burglary that happened early in the morning, damaging a Manhattan Western store. WIBW reports the event happened on Monday morning at the RB Outpost at Western store when a 22-year-old man had broken into the store and smashed the front windows in the process. They say the suspect stole cash as well as an Apple iPad and damaged a price scanner.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While the Nebraska legislature moves through their session, however, they are still sitting on a three-week one-woman filibuster. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Omaha State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh has vowed to object to anything and everything unless, what she says, the rest of the body gets their act together. As she says, she's protesting LB 574 that would ban gender-affirming care for transgender youth in the state.
Would that not be allowed? Would that be breaking the law? I'm going to get back to reading some of these letters from individuals in opposition to LB 574. I am a parent of a transgender son, and I'm against LB 574. This legislative body does not know better than the medical community about what treatment is appropriate, nor does it know more than the people living this experience and their caregivers.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. Supporters of the bill say that the bill protects young individuals from making irreversible decisions at a young age.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative from TC Energy spoke to Kansas lawmakers Tuesday about the December oil spill in Washington County. TC Energy Field Operations Vice President Gary Salzman provided the latest update while speaking to the Senate Committee on Utilities. The company said it recovered over 95% of the spill. They have completed the second phase of the water diversion plan and continue to conduct reviews ordered by the federal government. Several lawmakers praised the utility provider for its response and communication since the spill. Among those, Senator Elaine Bowers, whose district covers Washington County. She indicated that local residents, by and large, were satisfied with the cleanup efforts. Some, however, did ask how TC Energy plans to prevent future incidents. Salzman told the committee the entire cleanup effort is estimated to cost $480 million. He says TC Energy will reimburse costs incurred by local and state agencies. Marysville City Council met Monday and tabled action on placement of intermodal containers after hearing a recommendation from Planning and Zoning that they not be allowed. That committee had held a public hearing February 9th with 32 citizens attending. 21 signed in against containers, one indicated support, and several rose to speak against placements. Additionally, some letters were received, and a couple of residents commented during open forum Monday against intermodal containers. Most referred to them as unsightly and noted that valuations could go down in neighborhoods. City Council tabled action on the matter. Chris Schrader was in attendance and spoke about the Country Club Lake, and a meeting will be set up with adjacent property owners and the city. An administrative and finance meeting is planned Monday evening at 6 City Hall to further discuss a proposal from Convention and Tourism Committee to hire a shared tourism and communications director for the city. A demolition request for funding was approved for Zach Sparks at 710 North 4th Street. A bid from Inline Construction for $55,000 to replace parking at the City Park tennis courts was $10,000 under estimates. That was approved. Fees for the city cemetery for Saturday burials were raised to $200. Interment charges raised from $50 to $150. An agreement was continued with USD 364 for use of city facilities, including ball fields and tennis courts. Approval was given for $5,000 toward a fireworks display planned in Marysville Saturday, July 8th. Convention and Tourism has proposed a hot air balloon lift in conjunction with the event this summer. An appointment of Ron Green to the Zoning Board of Appeals was approved, and the mayor closed the meeting noting that no cost estimates or final decisions have been rendered for improvements to 12th and Keystone Roads. At a previous meeting, council voted to approve costs for engineering design options in an effort to further the project and have plans initiated should grant funding come available. Mayor Jason Barnes noted that, in his opinion, taxes would have to be increased, which could include special assessments and annexation of some property may be necessary. Again, he noted that no firm decisions have been made and discussion on the project will continue. Matt Wasson of Frankfort has been hired as the executive director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Wasson will assume the post April 1st, replacing Ellen Barber of Marysville, who served as executive director for 7 years and retired in December. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board member Anissa Bloom of Wetmore resigned her post at Monday's meeting, this following the recent board decision to close the Wetmore Academic Center. Bloom commented in a written response that she could no longer abide by decisions the board had made and that her service has changed her mindset and direction in which she wants to serve. Bloom went on to say she felt she could better serve her community in this challenge more on the ground level. Riley County authorities arrested a Marysville man, 22-year-old Trenton Richardson, Monday morning around 3 a.m. after responding to a vehicle fire near the RB Outpost Western store north of Manhattan. The vehicle was owned by Richardson, who was found intoxicated and walking in the area. The store had reported a front window broken with cash and an iPad taken and a price scanner damaged. Bond was set at $4,750 on charges of burglary, criminal damage to property, and DUI. Seneca City Administrator Tammy Haverkamp has submitted a letter of resignation effective April 21st, which was accepted by council. She first took the post in 2008, resigning in 2013, coming back as city administrator 2 years ago. Due to the weather forecast this Thursday, the Historical Society meeting in Washington County has been rescheduled for Thursday, March 23rd. Ivan E. T.J. Holmes IV, age 18, of Manhattan, passed away Saturday. He was born in Washington. Funeral services planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Alert Covenant Church, Leonardville. Visitation Thursday, 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for T.J. Holmes. Grace M. Bruna, age 73, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Grace Bruna.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some rain showers overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some rain, then snow showers possible throughout Thursday. Cloudy and breezy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Snow showers will continue throughout Thursday night. Cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper teens. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And still sunny and breezy on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 56, record high on this date 84. The average low 31 and the record low was 1 degree. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 7:34.
The time for battling midsummer mosquito misery begins now. We will share some tactics for all-natural deterrence today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 15th, the 74th day of the year. Actress Eva Longoria has a birthday, and Elizabeth Taylor married Richard Burton the first time on this day in 1964. Most of us aren't thinking about mosquitoes right now, but if you're considering natural insect control, early spring is the time to sketch out a strategy. The most popular plant choices for creating a natural barrier are citronella, geranium, and lemongrass. Both do best in well-draining soil and prefer direct sunlight for several hours a day. They're most effective when planted near patio borders, play areas, and entryways. When the plants are mature, rustle or bruise the leaves to release the citronella scent. You'll create a wall of fragrance that mosquitoes refuse to cross. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Will the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute release the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021? And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Wichita State Baseball takes their show across town to Riverfront Stadium as they face off against reigning national runner-up Oklahoma on Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Be there as the historically filled Shocker Baseball program makes their third all-time appearance at the new downtown Wichita ballpark. It's a baseball lover's dream. Tickets start as low as $4 for youth and $8 for adults. Get yours today at goshockers.com/WSU Riverfront or call the Win Surge ticket office at 316-221-8000.
You need to be in La Crosse, Kansas at the La Crosse Livestock Market on March 15th at 1 p.m. for the 28th annual Mid-Kansas Angus and Simmental Breeders Annual Bull Sale. With 50 Angus and Sim Angus bulls selling, along with 25 commercial Angus and Sim Angus females, the sale will be live, or you can visit liveauctions.tv to bid online. For more information, visit mkab.com. Or just come and visit us on March 15th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market.
High school basketball for the 2023 season officially wrapped up over the weekend after the championships were underway with Keisha, and the Blue Valley Northwest Huskies are the 6-8 champions across the state after taking on Wichita Heights and winning 55-50. The Derby Panthers also came in third place over the weekend, taking on Blue Valley North and winning by 1 point, 67-66. In the 5A division, the Andover Trojans ended up taking the trophy home against Cape Mount Carmel, 54-46. Andover was number 4 in the 5A division. The Hugoton Eagles saw the trophy for the 4A division as they took on number 2 McPherson for the title. Bishop Miege was the third place ranking. In 3A across the state, we saw the number 3 Heston Swathers take home the victory with a 50-44 win over Marysville on Saturday. Southeast of Saline was the third place over number 1 Galena. Finally, in the 2A division, the Mound Ridge Wildcats took home the victory for 2023 after beating number 1 Independent in a 66-46 victory. Number 5 Medicine Lodge ended up taking the third place victory over St. Moore Prep.
Twin Valley All-League girls' first team honors went to Owen Dieters of Centralia, Clifton Clydes, Shea Wirtz, and Seffi Wirtz, Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson of Donova West, Hattie Gross of Frankfurt, Hanover's Keegan Atkins and Anna Juniman, Sophia Bott of Lynn, and Harper Whitstein of Troy. Second team selections were Lena Haverkamp of Centralia, Lillian Steinbrock of Clifton Clyde, Brenna Eddy of Donova West, Sydney Wapp and Emma Hardwick of Frankfurt, Maisie Holly of Hanover, Marcella Herta and Claire Bankman from Lynn, Valleyites Maggie Turber and Avis Smith, and Jesse Hoover of Washington County. Hanover girls took the league title undefeated with Frankfurt 12-1. Donova West went 11-3, Clifton Clyde 10-2. Valleyites was 8-4, Lynn 7-5. Centralia, Washington County, Axtell, Onega, Troy, Blue Valley, and Wetmore round out TVL. Twin Valley All-League boys' first team honors went to Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, Jalen Pleasant of Blue Valley, Centralia's Trenton Talley, Coy Steinbrock, Jack Skokting, Trent Long and Seth LeClaire of Clifton Clyde, Josh Zarbadeke of Hanover, and Reagan Hartman of Troy. Second team selections were Eli Brocksterman of Axtell, Ryan Stevens of Blue Valley, Reese Tanking of Centralia, Drayden Reed of Clifton Clyde, Chase Bruno from Hanover, Gavin Turk of Lynn, Onega Zach Fisher, Bowden Manitz, Troy, Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights, and Kyler Womack from Wetmore. Clifton Clyde was undefeated in 12 league starts, Axtell 12-1, Hanover and Blue Valley boys both 10-3, Troy, Centralia, Valley Heights, and Lynn, Onega, Wetmore, Washington County, Frankfort, and Donova West round out the TVL. Axtell boys went on to a fourth-place finish in 1A Division II, with Centralia losing first round 1A Division I. Hanover and Donova West girls won state titles in 1A Divisions I and II, and Frankfort finished third in D1.
Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Bring E.T. Fingers home to one of your sunny windowsills. This unique jade plant variety is sure to command a second glance from family and friends. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. One look at the leaves and you'll see the inspiration for its name. The leaves are tubular, light green, and fleshy with red-tinged suction cups at the end, reminiscent of E.T.'s fingers. Like other succulents, it needs bright light and a well-draining cacti and succulent potting mix. Water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil are dry. E.T. fingers, like other succulents, prefer a bit drier soil and cooler temperatures for winter. With the proper growing conditions, you just may be rewarded with white star-shaped flowers in winter. As the plant grows, it can become top-heavy compared to its relatively small root system. Use a heavy pot to prevent the plant from toppling over. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plants Kit Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plants Kit uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plants Kit is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
If you have work to do in the field, you probably get a tractor to pull an implement to get it done. But one company came up with a more flexible answer. Just use your pickup to do the job and much more. Today we take a look at one of those trucks born from the work of World War II. It's next on the American Countryside.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As Chris Gergany explains, this powerful vehicle was born from the necessities of war.
With the end of World War II, many of the GIs were coming back and they'd fallen in love with these three-quarter ton military trucks that were being produced during the war. They'd go anywhere and more than a Jeep would go. They were very powerful, very reliable. They'd get you in and out of sticky situations.
Dodge answered the call with the Power Wagon, a truck that could do a whole lot more than any truck most people had ever seen.
They were predominantly used in farming, in construction, as well as in forestry. It's got a live PTO set up for the front and the back on all of these. In fact, our winch there is rated at about 30,000 pounds.
But this truck could truly be used in farming out in the field.
If you wanted to, they sold accessories that would bolt to the rear end or other parts of the truck that would allow you to do work, including a backhoe, including a number of other farming implements, discs and plows.
Most of the farm implement attachments are now gone. But what they could accomplish was pretty astounding.
Even growing up in central Illinois farmland like I did, you saw these periodically, especially out on the older farms, setting in a hedgerow. But everybody has always been kind of in awe. They aren't the most powerful. They're not the fastest. But they were so reliable and so well built.
Chris gets to oversee a 1951 Dodge Power Wagon here at the Midwest Dream Car Collection in Manhattan, Kansas.
You don't find these in good shape. If you do, there's had to be a lot of repair because they were construction farming. But this one has been beautifully and correctly restored to its former glory.
The Power Wagon name lives on, a brand that truly impacted the way some even tilled their fields. Traveling the countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction for the Waymer Esslinger Trust southeast of Bern Saturday, March 18th, including a truck and loader, old trucks and cars, machinery, tools, and miscellaneous. Selling a 1980 Ford F600 with 18-foot box and rollover tarp, Cat 977, needs repair, Cat rollers for rebuild and miscellaneous Caterpillar parts, single shank ripper, Dad Boy 48-inch deck, zero-turn radius mower, 20-foot flatbed gooseneck trailer, no title. Machinery includes 200-gallon 3-point sprayer, 40-foot booms, a John Deere No. 5 mower, 3.8-foot blade, wind power generator, tools and miscellaneous including a 550-gallon diesel fuel barrel, 550-gallon gas fuel barrel with electric pump, several old cars and trucks, a 1959 Rogers Ironworks rock crusher, and other miscellaneous. This public auction for the Waymer Esslinger Trust Saturday, March 18th begins at 9:30 at 1567 200th Road, 2 miles south of Bern on O Road, then a quarter mile east on 200th Road. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
Horn flies bring misery to cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They'll be buzzing around before you know it, so the time to prevent their onslaught is now, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Flies are one of the most economically devastating cattle pests. They feed on the animal's blood with ferocious and painful bites and carry diseases such as staph and E. coli. Hundreds of flies on a cow will affect its health and productivity. Mark Upton is the director of sales for the Feed Animal Group at Central Life Sciences. He says the best approach is to get ahead of the fly control problem now. So instead of getting swarms of flies on the cows and having to treat it later, prevent it from ever becoming a problem.
One big reason is, quite frankly, it's cheaper.
If you wait until you've got a lot of flies on cows, you have the labor to get them up, you've got expensive chemical costs to try to treat them, and you've already got production losses. These flies suck blood off the cow, and so they're robbing you of those profits that you're having to spend to put blood back in the cow. And secondly, it's just way less stress on you and the cow.
He recommends adding an insect growth regulator called Altacid to a free choice mineral supplement, mineral tub, or liquid feed.
They can put that same product out in front of the cow. It doesn't taste different. The feeding rate's not going to change. The cow doesn't know any difference. And so when she goes up and takes her daily dose of mineral or liquid feed or whatever it is, she's getting a dose of Altacid. And all we're doing is using the cow as a mechanism to get Altacid through the body to the manure, because that's where the flies lay their eggs, and that's where we stop this life cycle.
Remove and properly dispose of fresh manure from barns and stalls to help prevent new populations from developing. When the flies start emerging depends on where you're located, but once you start having 60-degree days, you'll start seeing horn flies. Learn more about horn fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
every day Americans spend on average 10 hours in front of a screen? It could be their smartphone, TV, or computer. That is a lot of time glued to an electronic device. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. I use a computer every day in my job, and I don't go anywhere without my smartphone. We all use technology in our lives. But when technology starts to distract you from your calling in life, then there can be problems. Your relationships can suffer. You can become obsessed with buying things, or you just get numb. So, if you find yourself turning on the TV or checking Facebook just a little too often, ask this question. What does my faith tell me about how to use my time? Here's one way to think about it. Time, just like your talent and treasure, is a gift from God. Use it wisely, and you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
Maintaining good mental health can be a challenge on the farm. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Farming and ranching can be a real strain, especially to one's mental health. Loganville, Wisconsin farmer Randy Roker.
A lot of farmers are very isolated, and they don't get off the farm very much. And this leads to kind of getting stuck in the same rut over and over again. And everybody needs a break from the farm, if it's just to go out with friends or get away with the family. But we all need that time off.
Roker is part of the Farmer Angel Network, a community group formed to provide fellowship and support to farmers concerning mental health issues. He says rural communities face so many challenges in this regard.
That's one thing about farming is that a lot of us are so isolated out here and that we lack the good therapist to go to. I know one farmer had problems with his nephew, I believe it was, and he was wondering where I could suggest to go. And I called to six different counseling centers, and the closest appointment that they could get into was 3 months away. Well, nobody can wait for 3 months when you're under that kind of pressure.
You can visit the mentalhealth.gov website for assistance. And thanks to the National Milk Producers Federation for the audio clips. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, last week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution to overturn the Waters of the U.S. rule by a vote of 227 to 198. Now, shortly before the vote, Congressman Dan Newhouse was fairly confident that it would pass.
We'll see what happens when it gets to the Senate. Maybe its future is a little less certain. It certainly sends the message to the administration how important it is to provide certainty to businesses, to farmers across the country. That's what this legislation boils down to, the effort to stay with what is currently in place. And then by this fall, hopefully, we'll have clearer direction from the Supreme Court.
Speaking on the House floor, Newhouse said the Biden-WOTUS rule is flawed and burdensome in already difficult times.
This rule is not about clean water. Rural communities in the West and across the country, like Central Washington, are dedicated to clean water, and they are the ones being punished by the continuing legal uncertainty that this new final rule brings. As chairman of the Western Caucus, a bipartisan group of nearly 100 members that advocate for property rights and for clean water, I've consistently called on the administration to provide that certainty that we all want. In fact, we've led over 200 members in a letter urging the administration to do just that.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255. Your 4-inch soil temp at Hiawatha right now is 40 degrees. 39 at Olathe, 42 at Miami, 39 at Cheyenne, 42 at Sherman, 41 at Wallace, 45 right now at Richfield, 47 at Meade, 46 at Ashland, 45 at Harper, 46 at Parsons. And that's your 4-inch soil temperature report presented by Abilene Machine.
Sunflower Genetics invites you to our 27th annual production sale at the ranch near Dover, Kansas on March 17th. Offering 110 purebred Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls, along with 40 heifers that come with our 4-year bull guarantee and an exclusive bred heifer option. Come join the Sunflower family on March 17th. For more information, see sunflowergenetics.com. Sunflower Genetics, the perfect blend of genetics for profit.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Learn how agricultural groups are coming together and collaborating on new research to increase soybean flour and pod retention. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture.
A new partnership, the first of its kind in more than 40 years, aims to increase soybean flour and pod retention. Suzanne Sherbron, president of the North Central Soybean Research Program and an Iowa farmer, says the research is an investment in the future of soybean production through a regional and national checkoff partnership.
Farmer leaders across the soybean producing regions discuss ways to utilize research dollars to make an impact on U.S. soybean farmers, and that has led to prioritizing nationally scoped research. And we're pretty excited about the possibilities that it holds.
The collaboration includes the Atlantic Soybean Council, the Mid-South Soybean Board, the North Central Soybean Research Program, the Southern Soybean Research Program, and the United Soybean Board. Sherbron says the study could increase economic returns for soybean farmers.
And these findings could result in maybe an estimated $50 per acre or about $400 million overall in economic returns to U.S. soybean farmer. The whole premise of this research is to help develop advanced breeding lines leading to new local soybean varieties with improved flour retention and helping farmers to potentially minimize yield loss.
Suzanne Sherbron, president of the North Central Soybean Research Program. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agricultural information, log on to agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. Well, it looks like that the banking situation in Europe and in America both affecting the markets here on this Wednesday. Here's what we're looking at on the boards right now. May corn up 4.5 at 6.25 1/4. July corn up 2 1/4 at 6.12. Kansas City wheat for May down 1.5 at 8.16 1/4. July Kansas City wheat 8.06 1/4. And that's up 3/4 currently. May oats down 2 3/4 at 3.46 1/4. July oats 3.46 right now. That's down 3. Soybeans for May down 1.5 at 14.92 1/4. July soybeans 14.77 1/4. That's down 4.5. Looking at live cattle for April, here's what we're looking at. 161.47 1/2. That's down $1.57 1/2. Live cattle for June, 156.50. That's down $1.25 right now. Feeder cattle for March, 188.25. That's down $1.87 1/2. Feeder cattle for April, 193.20. That's down $2.55. Crude oil, this also a factor with the markets on this Wednesday. Crude oil for April down $4.85 at $66.49. Crude oil for May down $4.85 at $66.64. Gold right now for April up $18.80 at $19.29.90. Gold for June $19.46.80. That's up $19.50. Silver for March, $22.04, up 11 cents. Silver for May, $21.88.5. That's down 15.5 cents right now. Wall Street, what a bad day on Wall Street it is. Dow down 602, S&P down 64, NASDAQ down 80. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, is a system that connects producers and consumers closer by allowing the consumer to subscribe to the harvest of a certain farm or group of farms. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Londa Nuwatake, State Extension Food Safety Specialist for K-State and Missouri, gives insights on CSAs.
I think today there's a number of different ways that CSAs happen and that CSAs work. So sometimes they also will use the term like subscription farming. So subscription farming typically would not have a work requirement, but maybe they'll charge like an advance fee for the entire season. Or sometimes maybe even the consumer will just pay per box of food that they get. But the idea is really that the customer is helping the farm maybe up front with some costs because, you know, farmers have to pay for inputs. You know, they got to pay for the plants and they got to pay for if they're using any sort of fertilizer and labor costs, you know. So this model typically kind of helps the farmer a little bit up front with those costs and just will help the consumer to be able to see where their food is coming from and to connect with the farmer that's producing their food.
Nuwatake describes a resource that K-State provides for assistance when receiving unfamiliar food products.
With the CSA model, you know, quite often the producer will put a box together and, you know, we'll put whatever they have in there. And then, you know, you as a consumer come home and there might be artichokes or something that you just hadn't really cooked before. But K-State Extension and MU Extension, actually, they work together. They have a website that has, you know, handling instructions for all these different fruits and vegetables that are grown. There's recipes how to use those different products. So that's huge. You know, like if I have never cooked with artichokes, or rutabagas or whatever it might be before, I can find some recipes on that website that are healthy and, you know, using local produce that I can use to make something healthy for my family and tasty. So that's a great resource, both for the, you know, the farmer selling the products. So if customers don't know what to do with that food, the producer can share that with the customer so that they can do something with the food that they're buying.
Nuwatake shares where producers can go to find out more information about regulations.
So CSAs would be considered a direct-to-consumer sale in Kansas. So they would fall under the same regulations as a farmer's market would. So K-State has a publication that we update every year. There's a lot of information in there on all the different products that you might be interested in selling and what the requirements are and how to, you know, sell it, hopefully as safely as possible. So that publication will help you as a producer to know, you know, what the regulations might be, particularly if you're wanting to sell prepared food items or value-added items, then you have to pay more attention to the regulations.
That's State Extension Food Safety Specialist for K-State and Missouri, Londa Nuwatake, with insights on CSAs. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.